faith in the whole wide world. And tears are burning in my eyes now, girl. And everything is so strange to me. This isn't how it was supposed to be. Tell me why everyone has got advice to give. They try to tell me how I should live. They say I gotta learn to let you go. But tell me really what the fuck do they know?
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Winner's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Our scavenger hunt is now over. We are giving away two tickets to the Vancouver Canucks, and my first contest was such a good contest that it looks like people just quit. So we're waiting for Derek to come in right now with our results. So we have, did everybody get it? So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, people showed up, eh? They came back. All right, Derek, our results are in?
Yep.
Our results are in. Okay, so the... So the... Okay, hold on. All right, we're doing one more count here.
One more count.
We're doing one more count.
Do you have a grad student autograph?
Yeah.
We have the grad student autograph. All right, once again, folks, you're listening to Winner's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM. And this is our... Everybody, you guys told me people quit.
Well, my partner.
You're lying.
You guys told me people.
We're dedicated fans.
Attaboy. Awesome.
And his name is Derek, too.
All right, we're going to find out. We're going to find out right now.
Why not?
We're going to be down to seven.
Look at the leaf count.
My partner quit on me.
Derek, we need quick judging here. Come on, hurry up.
Leaf count? Is a pine cone? How does a leaf count?
That is not a pine cone.
People, Derek. Derek, his judgment is final. His judgment is final.
He didn't have a partner.
In what way is it a pine cone? It's not.
It's a leaf.
It's not. He said pine cone.
It's not even a seed for a deciduous tree.
Derek, come on. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Water.
Deciduous tree.
We're currently judging. We're waiting for our final judgment here.
My partner left me already.
This is very exciting.
Had eight, but his partner left.
I ran to the village and there's no trees on campus.
Derek, please tell us who are... The winners and the bottom two. Because two people, we got to lose there. We got to be down to seven
I'm afraid a good friend here worked so hard.
That's for nothing.
Score.
Are we going to dance?
His partner left him and he only has eight out of the ten.
Derek, you have to tell us who we're losing.
I don't know his name. What is your name, sir?
Farouk,
I'm afraid, is going home.
Wait, is he the only one that didn't get all
But he didn't have a partner.
There's no Twinkies on
He didn't have a partner?
Yeah, put on me.
It's not a real Twinkie.
A Twinkie, put on me.
All right, you know what? We're going to keep everybody. Well, I mean, if he's the only one that didn't get it, he didn't have a partner.
Not everyone got 10.
That caught
No.
Wait,
Only one group got 10.
Okay.
That was Grieve.
Okay, so who didn't get 10? Who got 10?
So let's get the Grieve group out here.
Okay, you guys come in here.
Those are
two groups. Two groups got 10.
Okay,
Grieve.
Perfect. Okay, I need the groups that got 10 to stand right over here. Please stand right over here. The group. We are going to be down to an elimination here. Okay.
What's going on?
All right, so we got our two groups. So, Derek, now these people here are tied up. Okay. And we have our immunity, as they say on Survivor. Okay, perfect.
So that now we're left.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the good old-fashioned rock, paper, scissors. Everybody throw out a number right now, and then we're going to start counting from some person, and you and the loser who we land on and the person to their left is out. Okay, so... One, get ready to throw a number, guys.
Hold on, what about Farouk here?
Wait, yeah, he's got to throw out a number,
to 10
too.
Or right. What?
Right. 1 to 4. You got to throw a 1 to 5. 1 to 5. Here we go.
Wait, what?
One.
So, hold on, let me just demonstrate. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, perfect. Okay,
right,
here we go.
Four, right. Man.
Here we go, guys.
I know, you can do 4.
Here we go, here we go.
Two.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. All right, we're starting here and counting to our left. So, add it up, somebody who's good at math.
5, 12, 14. 17.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, 19. What am I saying?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I'm sorry, you and you are done for the day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ran to the village. Today.
I'm sorry, guys.
Come on.
No.
I'm sorry, guys. Well, okay.
He can still be my partner, though, right?
Gallery.
No. No more partners, guys.
Oh, jeez.
No more partners. Okay. Now, it is now time for contest number two. And, Derek, you liked it, and we're going to go back. Everybody, do we have enough pens to go around?
Yeah, I think they still have. They all got pens.
Everybody, go into the room over there, and you have 7 minutes to draw me a drawing.
Can I borrow that pen?
Paper over there, or grab paper.
I got one.
Right. Picture of?
A picture of your favorite sport.
Oh.
A picture of your favorite sport.
I don't have a pen.
Here's
a pen.
There you go.
Draw on this paper?
Yeah, right there.
No,
you gotta leave the room, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta leave the room. Okay,
perfect.
Okay, everybody, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Wiener's Barbecue. Every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m., we're going to take a quick break right now, folks. The drawers are doing their drawings, and we'll be right back in a moment with former Vancouver Canuck Tony Tanti. Derek, come here. I'll be with you in a second. We'll be right back with former Vancouver Canuck Tony Tanti. You're listening to Wiener's Barbecue on 101.9 FM. Please don't go.
Mascara on in the mirror. She's not painting a picture for me. What am I scared of? It's getting clearer. I'm inside with jealousy. You know that it was that dress that started this mess. The night you came home with me. How can you ignore me? Call me a control freak. Me. I'm all torn up inside. Maybe it's crazy the way I feel. I just can't swallow my pride. Well, it's not just you wear.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Winner's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM. With us on the line right now, a very special guest. We have with us former Vancouver Canuck, Tony Tanti. Tony, how you doing today? Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Perfect. How are we doing today, Tony?
I'm doing excellent. What about you?
Awesome. Doing fine. So, Tony, just so you know, we're right now at UBC campus.
Yep.
And we do this once a year on the show. We give away 2 Vancouver Canuck tickets. And I got to say, it's a little chaotic down here today. We really just show up about an hour before the show, walk around the campus with signs, and it's a fun atmosphere. We got people drawing their favorite sport in the other room right now.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so that's the atmosphere down here right now. It's a little chaotic, but we're having fun. So, Tony, though, you know, playing in Vancouver, what is your thought, though, of just the popularity of this team in this city right now? I mean, you played here. I mean, it is kind of crazy right now.
Well, you know what? The Canadian hockey fan is completely different than the American hockey fan. Me playing here for 9 years and then going to Pittsburgh and Buffalo is just completely different. You know, you're the number one sport, the number one everything, and it's just it's a lot of fun to play. And I really think with Luongo this year, that's part of the reason he's having such a good year.
Oh, I will say, sorry, Tony, we have one of the lovely ladies has come in to hand her a picture. I cannot see who drew the picture. I cannot see that. You have to give it to Derek, and he will bring them in. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
No, you can't come in, guys. Nobody can come in. You got to give your picture to Derek. Sorry. Tony, sorry about that.
No problem.
They're walking in. You can't be by it. You know, you want to see the pictures as the pictures, right? Tony Tanti with us from the Vancouver Canucks. Tony, what do you think of this Canuck team right now?
Well, you know what? I think they're built for the playoffs as well as they've ever been. And you know, goaltenders win, and I think the Canucks have probably one of the top two or three goaltenders in the whole league, if not the best. And you know, Luongo is so fundamentally sound that he's you know, it's got to be a deflection or a real good shot that beats him.
Tony, in your day, did you guys face goalies? I mean, it's not that long ago, but did you guys face goalies? I mean, Patrick Roy at his peak, I'm assuming the equipment, but I mean, maybe the training, was he as good as these goalies today?
Well, it's completely different. I think Dominic Hasek really, he was the guy that changed the goalies, just like Bobby Orr changed defensemen and so on. Goalies, and when I first broke in, were pretty... You know, they stood up. There were not too many floppers, and then came Hasek, who sort of flew all over the place, and that's gone. Now it's sort of a combination of both. The goalies are so fundamentally sound. They're big. They cover most of the net, and really, the goaltenders today are much better than they were.
Right, and Tony, what the other question I have about today's game, as opposed to when you played, and you know, I loved watching hockey growing up, and it just seems so rigid now with all the coaching. I mean, there's a ton of money on the line. I would like to go to a game and just see a Landvino for the night. Just go to the players. No coaching tonight. You make your own lines. Everybody have fun. Well, I mean, what do you think? It seemed that the coaches. It's much more rigid today.
Well, yeah, it's a huge business now. Winning is the main thing. It always was. But again, you know, the players today are so much better than they were than when I played. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, and it is good. Like, I went to the game against Colorado, a 5-4 game, and the goals are there in some of the games, but it's the 1-0, 2-1 games that, you know, hopefully those are the games that are, you know, a little bit boring for the fans.
Right, and the other one is with the game today. Who does Tony Tanti like out there? Who do you see on the TV, or do you get down to the games? I don't know, but who do you like to see?
Well, I mean, of course, everyone says, you know, Crosby.
Yeah,
and he's phenomenal. If he stays healthy, because he does play, he plays a rough game. He gets into those dirty spots, and if he does stay healthy, he's going to be. Could be the best player that's ever played if he does stay healthy, and that's a big if. But tell you, this guy is just unbelievable.
And did I have a friend? You're his all-time favorite player. I was talking to him last night, and I go to Matt. I go, Matt, what question do you want me to ask Tony Tanti? And he said it flat out, didn't even hesitate. Did Jim Poplinski kick it in?
Wasn't it Joel Otto?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, did Joel Otto kick it in? Did Joel Otto kick it in?
I would say in today's game that definitely was not a goal.
Looking back, I mean, we still talk about that series in this city. I mean, do you think about that? Because I've heard from you, you do believe that if that team had beat Calgary, it was good enough to win the whole thing.
I do. I really honestly do that. If we won that game, I think we would have won the Stanley Cup that year. Calgary... And a lot of that has to do with everything fell into place for Calgary after I think Edmonton got knocked out the first round.
Yeah, Gretzky beat them in Game 7, I believe. The same night you guys lost.
So what? I mean, Calgary only lost one game the rest of the playoffs.
Right. So the door. Well,
I really do think that we would have won the cup that year.
The door was open for them.
Exactly.
And so obviously, the rivalry's in. You got to play Calgary 8 times during the season, and people are complaining about the schedule today in the city that Crosby doesn't come to town and all that stuff. But I kind of thought about it. In your day when you were playing, Gretzky came to town here 4 times a year. So really, we got the good stuff then, and we're almost, you know, it's catching up to us now. That's kind of how I look at it a little bit.
Well, I think. You look at it both ways. It was also, we didn't like playing Gretzky eight times a year. But I really think there's got to be a happy medium there where you do play your division a little bit more, but not the way it is. I think maybe you play, every second year you play that team once and sort of try to draw up a schedule that's a little bit not as divisional conflict.
Awesome. Tony Tanti with us right now. Tony, I got to ask you, the drawings are in. What should I look for in a good sports drawing?
Determination.
Tony Tanti, formerly of the Vancouver Canucks, Pittsburgh Penguins, Chicago Blackhawks. Who am I missing? Anybody?
Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo Sabres. Awesome. Tony, I really do appreciate you doing this today. Thanks a bundle. And so I'm looking for determination.
Exactly.
Grit.
Okay.
All that in the pictures. Thanks for doing this, Tony.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tony Tanti with us right now. So there you have it, Derek. What we are looking for is grit. So, Derek, I will now judge these. Now, we're going to be down to four after this, okay? We're going to be down to four. So I will now, this one goes to the winner's pile. Extreme parachuting.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Winner's pile.
Let me tell you, people jumping out of a plane looks great.
That says, I love wieners, so that goes to the winner's pile. that worked. And he's called, what's it?
It's competitive called, drinking.
Unbelievable. Derek, those are our four winners.
All right.
Divide up the contestants. Bring them in here for the final round. The winners will get two Vancouver Canuck tickets. Derek, please bring out the parting gifts for our losers. And give them as many movie passes as they want. Keep three, though, because we still have the final four.
Keep three of what?
Of the movie passes.
Three of anything or three?
Of the movie passes. Maybe yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Because these are on April the
2nd. Nah, give them whatever they want, right? Awesome. Yeah. All right, everybody. So we're going to be down to four here for our final contest. We're going to take one more break here on Wiener's Bar. Well, a couple more breaks. We still got a long way to go on the show, but we are almost done. Our Vancouver Canuck ticket giveaway. We have lost four.
All right.
We have lost four of our drawers. We will be back with our final four of 11, and the winners will be getting. We're going to be down to four, and we're the final one. The winner of the final one will be the winners of our Vancouver Canuck tickets. Okay, folks, you're listening to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Catch me. I gotta get it. I gotta get it right. We gotta keep on living and fight a good fight. Loving all around, telling me everything gonna be alright. So kick back, relax your mind and sing. West Coast living is a beautiful thing. Sing West Coast living is a beautiful thing.
Okay, right. Welcome back to Winter's Barbecue. Here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio. The band you're listening to today are Jagua. No, Jungle City. Their album is Jagua. I've been playing them the most of the show. And the band you're hearing right now is Red Eye. We'll be hearing Red Eye for the rest of the hour when we go to break. So there you have it. Red Eye will be at Richards on Richards this Friday night. There you go. You're not saying anything today.
I don't know what to say,
you're
Daryl.
Not saying anything today. You're useless to me. Last year, you guys are lucky. Is last year when we did this, Derek out there on the in the you were going up to people, you were trying to convince people. You were just
do you remember my haggis question though?
What was the yeah?
Yulin was sitting here where I believe our good friend is sitting right now, and
you never got his name. You've been hanging out with these people for half an hour, you don't even know their names by now.
Her name's Allison.
Allison, and we got who we got here?
Dave.
Dave knew that.
Huh? Tanner.
Steve.
Tanner's brother. See, this is what we have to decide. Tanner's brother. Actually does sports at this radio station.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm not sure if he's qualified.
Okay, guys. So what we're going to do right now. See, last year, and this is the plan. Normally when we do this contest, we send you down.
Go Zags.
Oh, Tanner, you're still here. You're still here. Last year, we send you down to the arcade. Okay? And what we do for the final round is you go down to the arcade and whoever wins the racing car game gets the tickets.
Oh, but I'm a girl.
No.
And there's no arcade.
There's no arcade anymore.
So
there's no arcade. So what we're going to do right now is everybody take another piece of papal. We are going to...
Another piece of papal?
Another piece of papal.
A maple papal?
And everybody grab a pen.
It's holy.
Now, before what we're going to do...
Thanks.
What we're going to do... Take a lucky piece of paper. Take one that feels good, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to turn this into a game... of wits. A game of wits. Now, keep in mind...
This could be a long game, Daryl. We only have another 10 minutes.
No. We're not even... It's going to be quick. It's going to be quick here. Before we proceed, though, I need to know an item of interest of each of our contestants remaining. Allison, give us an item of interest, and we will take this into consideration as we give our questions out.
Like, just anything?
Yeah, you got to talk into the microphone. An item of... No, something that you're good at. Something that you know. In our game of wits. Keep in mind, I'm not very bright on anything, so my questions aren't going to be that hard. Come on, give us an item.
Curling,
well done.
Oh, well done.
Well done, I like it. All right. What's your name? Say your name.
Steve,
okay, Steve. Something you're good at. Yeah.
Bowling.
Bowling, well done. It doesn't have to be sports here, okay. People.
I'm just bowling.
This can be anything. Okay, Tanner?
Hockey.
You got talking to the microphone here, Tanner.
I hate to say it, but my thing's hockey.
Okay, now, we were asked by competitors before they came in, and we did say we weren't going to ask any hockey questions.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We did say that to people, didn't we?
No. And Dave?
Dave, what do you got?
Playing the violin.
Oh!
Ooh.
Wow. Derek, you know anything
about... That's great, because the word playing's in there, so it's almost like a sport.
There you go. Okay. All right, here we go.
This is how you play it.
Question number one. Okay? Yeah, you're going to write them down. Okay, ready? Now, how this is going to work is, after five, whoever has the most, we're going to get it down to two people, okay? It's going to be down to two people after the first five questions. So that's how it's going to work here. How many fingers am I holding up right now in between my legs? Don't look anybody. All right, I got to do it again. If I see you looking, you will be disqualified. So don't look away. Look away. How many fingers?
Wait, what does these have anything to do with it?
We'll see if we can.
We'll incorporate that.
Yeah. Okay, I can't ask a question about the violin. Okay, here we go. How many fingers am I holding up right now? Okay. Derek, your turn. Any question you want, Derek.
In what country is curling almost as big as Canada?
Now that's debatable. That's not a factual question.
All right.
It's got to be a factual question.
A factual question. Hmm.
Oh, Mike, look how slow you are.
A factual question about bowling. What type of bowling was invented in Canada?
Ooh, I don't have a clue. I got a guess, actually. Okay, my next guess is a curling question. When the rock is going to go hit the other curlers, the other rocks, if that's what they're called, the people on their team who are trying to make the rock spin, curl,
if you will,
or go faster or slower, are doing what? Are doing what? Nah, there you go. Okay, Derek, your turn. Your turn.
Oh, no, no. We've asked a bowling question. We can't do hockey.
Come on, let's see here.
Another area of interest then?
Come on, Derek.
No more areas of interest. Why do I dislike Ultimate Frisbee?
Why does Derek dislike Ultimate Frisbee? It's a short one, like they have a chance of getting this?
They definitely have a chance.
Okay, I have no idea what that means. Okay, my final question. The final question. Okay, I gotta think.
You said
here.
There's only gonna be four questions.
No, there's five.
You said five. You did say five.
Now, this question was used in last year's competition, and that's why we'll use it again. Finish this phrase. It was very popular in the 1980s. Okay?
Oh, this is wicked.
Where's the. What? It was a commercial.
Where is it?
No, what where's is the? It? Where's the?
Where's the what?
That's it.
Who?
No, where's the?
Is he on second?
Stop it, you're confusing them.
Who's on second?
Oh, God. Okay, does anybody know? Did anybody know that one?
I did. I owned a shirt.
No. Nobody knew it. Okay, we'll ask another one then. Okay?
Where's the... Oh, no.
That's
who said it?
I was thinking, too. Beef.
You just gave
Well,
me.
You just gave away the answer. Another
why would you do right. that?
You said you were going to do another one.
Yeah, why would you... Okay, all right. You're supposed to say... Okay, sorry about that, guys. Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Who won... The 1941 World Series.
Yeah, I think I know.
Okay. All right. Hand in your tests, everybody. And then we will be down to two. And the winners are going to win the Vancouver Canuck ticket. All right, Derek. Here we go. Hand them in.
Just waiting for a slow poke here.
Allison, here we go.
Candlestick should be kept.
All right, here we go. So, Derek, our first question was what?
What type of bowling was invented in Canada?
How many fingers?
How many fingers were you holding up under the desk?
Okay, Derek, you got to grade the papers. You got to grade
I don't know how many fingers you were holding up. Were
the
you
answer
holding up with...
was one finger.
One finger. So this person got it right. This
you
person
get it?
Got it wrong.
I got a better answer, man.
Yeah.
No one there to see. Well, that's a philosophical answer.
Damn straight.
All right.
If you hold up one finger, nobody sees.
Derek, hurry up and grade the paper.
But it's still wrong. And this one is also wrong. Tanner put two.
Okay. So our next question was what type of bowling was invented in Canada? My guess was lawn.
No, five pin.
Five pin.
Five pin bowling.
Candle pin.
Candle pin. I never heard of. Who the hell? If somebody in Radio Land's heard of candle pin bowling, phone in.
Vindicate me.
But I'm saying wrong.
Candlepin is not it. What
five
else we got
pin,
there, Derek?
This is correct. We have five pin, 10 pin, and candle pin for all
okay,
you.
Okay, so we had two right here. So Allison, you're in the lead right now. Looking good. Third question.
What do people do
after
the stone has been thrown from the line and is about to is heading towards the house? What do people do? In curling.
Sweeping! Did everybody get that one?
Sweeping!
Very good so far. We got sweeping.
Sweeping, another
sweeping.
Good one. Sweeping. Allison is on fire.
3 for 3.
And
you got the last one wrong, though. I know that. All right. Question number 4, Derek, was why do I dislike
it's ultimate frisbee?
Okay.
Just because it's frisbee?
No. What was the answer, Derek?
Because there's no tackling. It's stupid.
No tackling.
No tackling.
What a stupid answer. I mean, look at
because
you.
Because he was too cool to be invited to play back in grade school. What? That's
I think we give half a mark
I think we're going to give a half.
I think we'll give half a mark there.
Damn it.
Because you ultimate frisbee making out with... What?
Oh, that was supposed to be scratched up. In ultimate frisbee...
Making out with girls while playing isn't part of the rules.
No. That is perverse.
You're already on fire.
That is perverse.
Listen, just because I'm playing a sport doesn't mean I can't make out with a woman.
Damn straight.
Playing the field.
Too much running, no sir.
Well, that was close.
All right, so our final question was who won the 1941 World Series? The answer was Yankees.
Oh, Tanner got it right.
All right, so Tanner got two.
White Sox. Ooh, that's a good guess, Dave, but no, sir.
Dave has
Blue
one
Jays.
And a half.
No, Allison. That was not the Blue Jays.
Allison has three.
And Cubs is also wrong.
Two.
So Allison runner. Has three.
Oh, we got to have our famous rock, paper, scissors off here.
So we have another two have two.
I'm the winner.
Dave, you're advancing to the
Dave
final.
Dave has one and a half. I'm afraid Dave.
Dave, I'm sorry.
Dave doesn't make it.
There, Dave. Have a movie pass, Dave.
Thanks.
Sorry, Dave.
It's all good.
Okay, guys. Quick rock, paper, scissors. Best of one to see who goes to the final round versus Allison.
Just a rock and a scissors?
Rock, paper, and a scissor.
Yeah.
Come on.
One, two. Hold on. Plus one, two, three. And
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, best of one. Here we go. To see who goes to the final. It's Tanner and what's your name? Sorry?
Steve.
Tanner and Steve. Okay, Tanner and Steve.
Okay. One, two, three.
Oh, Steve, you're in.
Oh, man.
Paper covers rock. Okay.
That's
sorry, Tanner.
That's
how it ends. There you go, Tanner. Have
it's
a movie
okay,
pass.
I don't need it.
Okay. All right. We're going to take one last break. The finals is going to be about 2 minutes, guys. It'll be real quick. We're taking one last break here. You're listening to Wiener's Barbecue on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We are almost have our winner of the Canuck tickets.
It's still saying it's going to
welcome back to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is our Vancouver Canuck giveaway days, and Allison and Steve are left. So, Steve, please talk into the microphone. How you doing right now, Steve?
Excited.
Excited. So, Steve, you threw a paper there in the rock, paper, scissors contest there versus Tanner. Why did you go paper?
I kind of predicted this rock, because it's, you know, it's rock, of course.
Damn straight. And Allison, the big one you got was you knew I was holding one finger up. Why did you guess one finger?
It was just a wise guess.
It was a wise guess. No, she was the only one who got. Didn't she get the second one right? And you knew five pin bowling.
Mm.
Well, you know what they say, Daryl. Yeah,
she was smart.
Good to be lucky and lucky to be good.
So what we have right now, we have Allison and Duncan in the room. Allison, please wave to all the people in the studio.
Hello.
And Duncan?
Hey, everybody.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now, it's between Allison and Steve, is, and we have judges here, and if you mess
Allison
up, make them start again.
All right.
Okay, if they mess up, they got to go back to the start. Now, how it's going to work here, now, Duncan, you got to make sure I don't get into trouble here. Is it unpatriotic, or is it bad? I mean, my idea was to have them sing O Canada.
It sounds wonderful.
Whoever sings O Canada the fastest... Now, if you make one little mistake, and we have our judges here. Allison, you've got Steve with you. And Allison, you have Duncan with you. So that actually, two Allisons. Do you not know the words?
I do.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Okay. Are you ready?
Now, are we doing the English-French back and forth?
That's what Derek wanted, actually. You wanted really? That, didn't you, Derek?
Well, I think that's too hard.
Singer's
choice. Singer's choice.
Okay, singer's choice. Now, Steve, I will give you an out right now. I will give you a way. Is if you can think of a song right now that we could do instead of O Canada, and we think that's a good idea, we will do that song. You have 8 seconds.
But
seven,
I have to know this.
Six.
Barbie Girl?
Oh, Steve. I mean, come on. I don't know it. I don't even know what that is. Duncan, anything? Allison?
Aqua. I think.
All right. It's from Allison, an idea
sweet,
from you?
From
an
sweet.
Idea from you?
Five.
I like O Canada.
Oh, she's confident. Steve, you gotta look confident. Okay. So, Allison, you ready to judge?
Isn't that what...
Yes.
Okay. Duncan, you're ready to judge right
now. I'm more than ever.
All right. And the winner gets 2 free tickets to the Vancouver Canucks next Tuesday versus the Los Angeles Kings. All the games are sold out. You can't get tickets anymore. No, I told you no strings attached. And the winner gets to go for free. Oh, you're buddy. She's pumped. She's pumped. Steve, are you ready? You look so nervous right now, Steve.
I'm missing a word, so
okay.
It might.
Allison, you get 10 seconds here. Allison, just coach him a little bit here. Tell her the word. Tell him the, You got to whisper. Just help her out.
I can help you.
She's your coach right now. You get 30 seconds of coaching now. Go.
I turned out the mic.
All right, we got 20. So, Allison, you're confident, though, right now. Now that you see somebody needing to be coached on O'Connor. I'm making you nervous?
It's made me very nervous.
All right, well, nervous. Because tonight, for those of you that I'm sure everybody out there knows, at 8 o'clock on Fox, we've got American Idol going on. So this is our little American Idol. Anybody watch American Idol here besides me? Lydia, you watch it.
Sanjaya sucks.
He does. Okay, here we go. On 10. 10.
Are you both going at the same time?
Yeah, they're both going at the same time.
Right.
Duncan, and I need good judging here, guys. And if they make any kind of mistake, so if you rush and you jumble a word, Duncan here is, he's tough.
But
he's tough.
I thought they were going to be timed.
No, I'm dropping my hand.
No, but whoever sings it fast.
No, it's a race. There's no timed anthems anymore. There's no timed anthems. All right, here we go. And into the microphone as soon as this hand drops. And one, two, three.
Okay,
No, that was just me being an idiot. I'm sorry, okay. And I will turn off my, all right, ready? You got one. As soon as my hand drops like this, okay? You got
to
jump the gun.
How about you have to spank your bum? And
okay, spank my bum. Here we go. One, two.
Okay,
we got a winner!
I feel like it's like grade 7 since I've been this.
Oh, congratulations, Allison! There you go, Steve. The man gets a movie pass.
Sorry, Steve. We're gonna give him a CITR t-shirt.
That was tough, Steve. So, Allison, you're going to the hockey game. You excited?
So excited. I can't wait.
Awesome. So, who are you going with?
Hopefully my boyfriend.
Oh, you're not taking your friend over there?
Well, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see. Awesome. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Allison, thank you so
much.
Great
so
singing.
Much.
That was just phenomenal. Steve, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you got your passes. We'll go hook you up with a t-shirt.
Okay.
And thanks for coming.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much,
thanks.
Allison, enjoy. Now, Derek, that's hard. Look at it. We got sportsmanship there.
We sure did.
We got sportsmanship
very nice
there. So, Allison, though, we got to ask you the questions here. What was the hardest part of this contest for you?
I think the scavenger hunt was probably the hardest.
Oh, really? Early on, you thought you were in trouble, hey?
Yeah, because there's so many people competing, and it was tough.
Now, was Derek a bad
was on.
Was Derek a bad judge there on the scavenger hunt? Like,
well, you know, there were a few late people that he kept in the contest, but, you know, fair enough.
Awesome. So, Allison, enjoy the tickets.
Woo-hoo!
I told you no strings attached. I did say that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
There you go. Awesome. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for all of our contestants for coming into the studio today. So there you have it, Derek. Another
successful Canuck ticket giveaway.
Another successful Canuck ticket giveaway. And I did feel bad. Thank you very much, Allison.
Bye, Allison.
I did feel very bad for Steve.
I did too.
I wish we had more of a O Canada race there. A little down to the wire.
Well, you know, everybody should know the national anthem.
Well, there you have it. Awesome, folks.
Okay. What do you do during a baseball game?
All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Wiener's Barbecue on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Playing some music today because we're very talked out. The band you're about to hear is Red Eye, and I will be right back. We're going to get into some other sports. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
You can't win this race. Keeping on the move so you don't lose a groove. Scared of the thought of what you might lose. Every four bit four if you get ahead of the nothing that you think is important in your head. Ain't enough hours in the day or the week. Put aside your family and forget about sleep. It's time to slow down. Take a deep breath. And the memories we're missing, and the time that we're spending with the shit that don't be giving us a feeling that we're needing just to stop the senseless bleeding and to start with the healing of our mind, body, soul. Breeze on the face, everybody need a taste of the flavor of living without the fast pace to just to sit back, kick back, and just relax. Do away with the shit that put us on our back. It's time to slow down. Everybody tag along, ride the bubble to the top, over wealth on the flop, all the rock star living, everybody bit driven, gotta make some money, spend more money, ain't it kind of funny? Yeah, we strive for divinity, it's really just a pity, stop and think, man, it's really quite silly how the ones that we mock are the ones we want to be. What's wrong with being just you and me? It's time to slow down, take a deep breath and we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CHR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The day of our hockey... I said change mics. You got to change mics, dude.
The day Canuck of, ticket giveaway.
Canuck ticket giveaway. And I got to say is we've done this giveaway now for a couple years, and I really like the people we get. Every year.
I do it for the children, Daryl.
No, I actually do like the people we get in that, you know, for those that don't know, Derek and I go out there on the campus at about 3:30. I mean, it's not like we're out there all day.
No.
And we get out there at about 3:30, and we stand out there with our signs.
We try and get the best-looking girls possible
and what they
to
say,
come up to the studio with us.
And what they say on the signs... Just ignoring you. And what they say on the signs is we say free Canuck tickets. Win free Canuck tickets. Stuff like that. And a lot of people are very skeptical. You got that too, didn't you?
Well, this one guy was wearing a Canucks t-shirt.
Yep.
So, of course, I went up to him and said, I know you're interested.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't do it. I've got a class at 4:30.
Well, that's at least a reason. My favorite guys, though.
But he was only in first year. I mean, come on. It's not like he's doing his thesis dissertation. He's learning about nothing.
My favorite guys who I met today, the jerks of the day, and hopefully they're probably not listening, so hopefully they're not going to beat me up later, is I'm down there in the in the bottom floor there by like the sushi place and all that.
Ooh,
and I see these guys, and I'm walking around, and they see my sign, and they're kind of looking at me, and I come over, and I go... You know, do you know where the student radio station is, CITR? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, did we ask you about the tickets? I don't think so. And I'm like, so you don't want them? They're just like, no. And they're just shaking their heads. I was like, okay. And they kind of did it in like a we're tough, cool kind of way.
Well.
You know what I mean? And those are the kind of people that when it comes time for our Vancouver Canuck ticket giveaway, I don't want up here. And we had some... I really liked the violin player over here.
Dave was great.
Was that his name? Dave. Was that Dave? I was a big fan of Dave.
Tana held the Go Zag sign the whole hour and a half.
I truly enjoyed, though, was the guy... What happened to him? I guess his drawing wasn't good enough. Who came out here, had to do the scavenger hunt by himself.
Oh, Farouk.
Was that his name, Farouk?
I missed Farouk.
What
a trooper.
I wish I could become wealthy enough one day or get enough tickets from the team that, you know, we get 11 tickets here and we make them do the contest.
And then they all win.
Everybody's a winner. Today was that kind of day. It was a wonderful crowd because you got to understand is they have to come up here. And they just put in an hour, but it's nothing hard we make them do. It's nothing hard.
But at the same time, it's competitive.
It's very competitive here.
It's like a sport within itself.
People gouge their eyes. We've seen eyes gouged out in this competition. It gets ugly.
Last year, people actually got hurt.
They told
us. There's that body check.
Yeah.
And took out four or five contestants right there. I think that was Jay Stevenson last year.
They told us to watch out doing the contest anymore. So that is it, our Vancouver Canuck contest. And I got to put a big thank you out there to Javi Glatt, who really put up with me during the contest. And Tony Tanti. More so, I got to give more of a prop, though, to Tony Tanti. For coming on the radio with me today, former Vancouver Canuck.
Former Pittsburgh Penguin.
Former Buffalo Sabre, I found out today.
And former Chicago Blackhawk.
That's where he started. And I got to give props to Tony Tanti because, you know, as we're talking to Tony Tanti, I mean, you know, when he does interviews, he's used to a normal interview per se. And here I am, people coming in, showing me drawings. He doesn't know what's going on. And I go to Tony because this is a big moment, the judging of the pictures for me.
Indeed.
This is, I got to get my thinking toque on, and I got to focus. I got to be ready to go. And you tend to question yourself sometimes when you get these photos in front of you, because you're dealing with people's evenings here. I mean, Allison next week, whoever I'm taking, they're going downtown next week. Granville Street, there was an article in the paper the other day, you know,
it's
turning
crazy
a little dangerous.
After 2 a.m.
Getting a little dangerous out there. And I'm sending these people out into the wilderness. So, you know, these people next week, I honestly look at it, I'm changing lives.
It's like you're playing God.
Watch it now. I'm changing lives, though, in my contest here. And you know, I now have to judge these pictures. And I go to Tony Tanti, former Vancouver Canuck. And I go to Tony.
Former Buffalo Sabre.
And I go to Tony. I go, Tony, how do I judge these pictures? And what did he say, Derek?
I think he said perseverance, didn't he?
Look for perseverance.
Perseverance.
Look for intensity. That's what he said.
Drive.
Look for intensity in the photos. And I got to tell you, that's why, I mean, John. I miss John, who drew the beer, the competitive beer drinking. Just a phenomenal. And what penmanship.
It just
had.
Takes such, you know, a moment of creativity to equate competitive beer drinking with a sport. Most people, they think it's gluttony, but it's not. It's a sport. It's a reputation these competitive beer drinkers uphold. They're like Kumbayashi, the competitive hot dog eater. They are the gods, the competitive fighters, the gladiators, if you will, of the modern era.
I guess I'm the one who invited you on today, so I have to put up with that. Anyway, I once did play-by-play of a competitive eating contest. You know that?
I was
you know that? I did play-by-play of a competitive...
Kobayashi.
No, not Kobayashi. Not Kobayashi. It was Chris Eyre. Canada. It was at the P&E.
Oh, yeah.
It was at the P&E. I went down with some friends and... We did a competitive eating play-by-play. It was quite wonderful. And that, yeah, I did that. I was going to pull up a clip. I wish I had, like, a good clip to play of my competitive eating play-by-play, but I just don't. Okay, everybody, you're listening to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CHR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Next week on the show, Derek, Scott Hamilton will be with us. The figure skater...
Ooh.
Yeah, he's going to be in... He's in Blades of Glory, the Will Ferrell movie coming out.
We gave out those tickets today.
We gave out Blades of Glory tickets. It'll be Scott Hamilton on the show next week. So that's who we've got lined up.
That's exciting. Of course, playoffs are heating up, or I guess the playoff contest is heating up. And in what, 2 weeks, Daryl, NHL playoffs begin?
Yeah, 2 weeks, but we don't need to. We don't need to. People talk about it all the time. Everywhere you look.
What about bowling playoffs? Are they coming up?
Bowling playoffs, not anytime soon. Yeah, no, National Hockey League playoffs will be getting going. And Allison will be down there on Tuesday. Tuesday with her Canuck tickets. Because last year, actually, we found out that the guy who went to the game, who won our tickets, actually got thrown out of the game for fighting the person in front of him, was what we found out. So I wasn't really too impressed with that, so... Certain people are now banned from this contest. Certain people are now banned from this contest. All right, everybody. We are going to take another break here on Wiener's Barbecue. We only got about 10 minutes to go here. Mike with Flex Your Head will be coming on after me. I'm playing music today. You know, we're sort of at the point in the calendar year with the show. I did a lot of UBC stuff during the year. A lot of UBC stuff. And now... That's really died down a lot. You know, they got their baseball, but, you know, we don't have the games anymore on this station. And it's sort of like it's summertime for the show. And it's almost like, you know, when you do the UBC, it's a very rigid schedule. You know, you got to get this in, you got to get that in, you got to get that in.
For those of you who don't know, Daryl, during the winter months, works about 55, 60 hours a week down at Team 1040 and doing real estate and this show. So... When the summertime happens, he gets back into his previous mode, which is sleeping for about 55 hours a week. And if you've never seen Daryl in summertime, you'll just notice the change. He looks younger, happier. He's got a tennis attitude.
I'm wearing my Fila shirt today. All right, everybody, don't listen to him. Anyways, folks, you're listening to Wiener's Barbecue on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio. Like to thank again all our contestants. We're going to take another break. I'm going to play you guys some more music. We're playing a band called Red Eye today. And we'll
Jaguar.
Yeah, Jaguar's the other one we're playing today. And we'll be right back with more Wiener's Barbecue after our final song play of the day. So there you have it, folks. That's what we're doing.
As one, we got the might. Children.
Everybody, welcome back. Yeah, one of those mics, it's just creaking today. It's just creaking today. All right, everybody, welcome back to Winner's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM CHR Radio. Almost we're wrapping up the show right now. Mike from Flexure Head will be on right after me. So, Derek, looking back, another successful Vancouver Canucks ticket giveaway.
Contestants, unbelievable. Weather cooperated with us. Attitude was great. I really can't say enough. I would like to thank UBC. I'd like to thank the Vancouver Canucks. No, I wouldn't. The Vancouver Canucks didn't do anything. But I'd like to thank the good
people. Well, no, what the Canucks did do, what they did do is by being successful, it made it a, you know, the people were more into winning the tickets, I think, than prior years. I mean, it's quite a thrill, I think. It's so hard to get tickets in this town right now. And, you know, what I do like about our ticket giveaway here is the way we do it. I mean, you got to understand, we're walking around with little pieces of paper. Last year, we had a crappy cutout of cardboard.
I think we had cardboard.
It was about a foot and a half by a foot and a half. And it was ripped, and, like, yeah, it just said free Canuck tickets on it, and... You know, we're just walking around like we're, and it's the looks we get. People just don't, guys don't believe you. Yeah, guys go to me, it's too good to be true. And that's why I always like the guys that come up to win them, because, I mean, we do probably look like kind of nuts as we're telling these people about the competition. And they do it.
There's no question.
And we love them for it. We love them for it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I just hope, Derek, one year we're able to get a big donation of tickets. That is my dream. Is we get that big donation.
So everyone can be winners.
We get about 12 people up here to win tickets. And, you know, we just tell them as they leave. We go, you know, oh, shh, 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 shh. Don't tell everybody who's in there. But here, you get a free pair too. Anyways, Mike with Flexure Head is coming into studio right now. So it's time for me to go. So, Derek, we're going home now. You're helping me house-sit my dog. Because I can't handle doing it alone. Yeah, I can't handle it alone.
He's not responsible enough to do it alone.
My parents have gone out of town, and, you know, I just can't do it by myself. So, Now, the question is, and Mike, I need your help here. I need your input here. Is 6 o'clock, the Canucks are playing Colorado right now, right? Yeah. It's going to be on any minute now. Big hockey game. But at 8 o'clock, I've got American Idol on.
Oh, dear.
I've got to tape it. Do I tape
America? Oh, you can't tape go to, it?
You yep. can tape America. I don't have TiVo or nothing.
You don't have picture-in-picture or nothing?
I do have picture. We're going to watch it picture-on-picture.
Picture-in-picture.
We're going to watch the Canuck game in mute,
yep.
the third yeah, period.
That's a good idea.
We're going to watch it in mute on a very small screen, and we will watch American Idol.
Something exciting happens, you just go switch.
You just switch it, yeah. Things. Have you been watching American Idol? You watch it. Oh, right. You're.
I don't watch that, remember? Totally different music style.
I was hoping you were going to get a little... I was hoping I was going to like pull out a closet American Idol fan out of you there, but no.
You asked me once before.
I know I have.
Fall for it then.
So we did our Vancouver Canuck ticket giveaway here today. We did our Vancouver Canuck ticket giveaway. It was a very chaotic, and our contests were due... See, I think next year, though, if I'm around, is... We should maybe plan... Do we plan our contests in advance, or do we keep making them up when the people get here? I mean, that's the question. We did a,
spontaneous is always good.
Yeah, we did a scavenger hunt on campus. We did a... you know what I should have said? You know
what's
what I
that?
Should have said? A test with a 10 out of 10 grade.
A test... Where the hell are they going to find that?
Well, maybe some guy's got a quiz they did. You know, I don't want an A paper. I want to test the guy. 8 out of 10. 6 out of 10. 4 out of 10 would have been good.
Anything out of 10.
No, 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10.
You automatically advance. Anyways, so we did that. We did that. We did the drawing competition, which we did last year.
Wasn't as good this year.
No, wasn't as good
quality
this year.
Quality of the artist.
Last year we had...
Yulin.
We pretty much had a pornography drawer
well,
in there, yeah. It was...
She was great.
She, yeah.
She was our eventual finalist.
It was dirty. It
but
was
she a, had artistic
yeah.
skills.
Yeah, it was a dirty drawing. And then the other one we did in the semi... Well, we did our trivia. We did our trivia.
Wrestling which was, trivia which from was, Luke Beattie.
Which was all... No, this year we did trivia.
Oh, yes.
And then the final... The final, we had Allison and Steve, and we had judges. We had Allison from our station and Duncan from our station as the judges, standing by them, and it was the fastest person to properly sing O Canada. And Steve, unfortunately, didn't know the words
well,
too well.
Well, he didn't know the second verse.
He didn't know the second verse.
You get flustered, though, when you got
Yeah, but he really, like, from
when
the start...
When the going
like,
gets tough, the tough has to get going.
As soon as I said O Canada, he was thrown off. I mean, you could see it, and I gave him an opportunity to choose a different song. He said Barbie Girls.
From Aqua.
Aqua.
And I said, we need a song that, like, we're all going to know. And he came up with Barbie
and that's
Girls.
At least half good.
He came up with Barbie Girls, so I don't know.
Good.
Anyways, Mike, you got guests coming in today, the whole bit?
Not today.
Just awesome. Me. Just Mike. Well, that's good enough. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Like to thank our 11 contestants, Derek, for coming in today.
I would as well. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Good luck on your exams.
And I would also like to thank Javi Glatt from the BC Lions Woo! Coming on the show today.
He was great.
You, Derek, always a thank you.
Thank you, Daryl.
Always a thank you. Allison and Duncan for coming in
they
here.
They were inspirational.
Great judges. And my favorite thank you, though, goes out because you know Tony Tanti. Tony Tanti was on the show today.
Number nine.
Was he number nine, yeah. Tony Tanti? So number nine, Tony Tanti's on the show today. And I'm a little flustered doing this interview because I'm running this contest. And I go to Tony Tanti because the drawings are brought in. And it's now time for me to judge him. So I'm wrapping up the interview with Tony Tanti. And I go to him, Tony, how do I judge? What am I looking for as I'm judging these drawings of your favorite sport? You know what he said to me? Perseverance and intensity.
Of the drawings.
So big thanks, big shout out to Tony Tanti. All right, Mike with Flex Your Head, coming up right after me. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, everybody.
Just like Billy Sunday, Shotgun, Satan.
say.